Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I must say, on a Saturday afternoon, it's weird to talk to a politician about sports, but there's a good reason behind it. So I really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
No, that's absolutely fine.
And I'll make a deal with you, Marie. I won't talk about lockdowns.
Oh, that's okay. We have more important things to talk about in terms of sport this afternoon. So. Yep. Let's do that.
Indeed. Now, yesterday, of course, the press release coming out and an announcement that five of our local sporting associations, well, they were successful in some sporting grants. Can you tell us about those clubs and the amounts?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's five grassroots sports clubs in Greater Bendigo who've received some funding, and two in Castlemaine, actually, in the last round of the Sporting Club Grants program. And this program has been very, very popular. This is just the latest tranche of successful clubs.
Yep.
We've had many already, you know, have applied and been successful in the past. But in this round, the Bendigo 10-Pin Bowling Association received the maximum, which is $5,000. Eagle Hawk Soccer Club, $2,000. Bendigo Yacht Club, $1,798. The Morong Football Netball Club, $3,500. And the Strathfield Say Dodgers Baseball Club received $2,000. And now these sporting club grants are important because they are going to clubs who have done it tough throughout COVID.
Yep.
And most of these clubs, as we know, are run by volunteers. So it's really important for us as a government to support them. It's to train, the funding goes towards training coaches, officials and volunteers, or improving club operational effectiveness. And it's about getting sports back on their feet as we go through the pandemic, which we thought we were getting on top of, but clearly there are some issues. Still.
Yep, there are.
So,
and I said,
about making sport more accessible and inclusive.
And as you mentioned,
our local economy as well.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know, we're really excited for those clubs, and hopefully they'll be able to use that money to do what they need to do at their club.
You said they're about volunteers, and every club, be it a football club, 10-pin bowling, whatever it may be, are run by volunteers. They do a huge amount of work for their club, so it's great to be able to pay them some way or another. Now, the amounts, when I look at them, Marie, you know, $5,000 for the Bendigo 10-pin Bowling Association, and yet the Bendigo Yacht Club, $1,798. Do they ask for that a specific amount, or is it just a case of, okay, this is what we can give you?
Yeah, so it depends. It depends on what the clubs are applying for within that grant program.
Right.
So there's up to $1,000 for new uniforms and equipment,
yep.
And up to $5,000 for, as I said, training coaches, officials, and volunteers, and also to improve the club's operational effectiveness. So it depends on the club and what they need that money for. So yes, there is a variation in the amount. But, you know, this is a boost that many clubs need right now. And I think it opens up a range of opportunities, both on and off the field for those clubs and for their many members.
Marie Edwards, MP, the state member for Bendigo West, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Marie, this morning driving into work, I noticed a lot of the junior sports are back today. Waroona Oval, seeing the kids kick the footy. It must be great just to see the kids have a bit of fun on a Saturday morning and a Saturday mid-morning to kick some footy or play tennis or whatever it may be.
Well, yes, and it gives us a sense of getting back to some sort of normality. But, you know, I've got four children and I remember every Saturday and Sunday was taken up with junior sports. Mm-hmm. So I know how important it is for many young children and their parents as well, who do an amazing job driving them around from venue to venue often when they have multiple sports to attend. So it's really great to see the kids back, and hopefully soon, if we can get on top of COVID, we'll see our senior teams back as well.
Now, if anyone is listening who is involved in an organisation, a sporting organisation, Marie, who might be interested in maybe the next round of funding, mm-hmm. how can they go about submitting an application, and is there any advice, help that you might be able to give?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can either contact my office, which is an easy way to do it, and we can put them directly in touch with the grants program. But the best thing to do is to go to the website, which is www.sport.vic.gov.au/grants-and-funding. And that's where you'll find all the information. And there will be another round of this. since it started in 2014, we've provided more than 5,150 sporting club grants to clubs, totaling more than $7 million. So it has been a very popular program, and one that I know our local clubs, our local sporting clubs, are really benefiting from, and I'd encourage them who, if they haven't applied already, to apply for the next round.
Yeah, we'll have all the details up on our website. Marie Edwards, MP, State Member for Bendigo West, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Marie Edwards, there joining us. It is Gold Central Victoria.